was called Long Duration Mission. I spent a little over 3 months on the International Space Station from Spain at night. Look at the planet, and it's like it's alive. You're watching it. Watch these thunderstorms move off the planet. And to realize that, oh my gosh, that thunderstorm that might have started La Florida, it is trickling all the way across the Earth to Africa. I mean, it looks like neurons firing in a brain, you know? That was like, holy moly. There is not a single thing on Earth that's alive or not alive that isn't connected in some way and dependent on everything else. And that's why I think the simplicity of the idea of we live on a planet, we're all earthly, you know, only border that matters is that thin blue line of atmosphere is so critical for us all to understand.
If there are lake beds that are drying up, if there's the rainforest starting to disappear, signs of pollution, you can see those from space. But the other thing that we've learned is that if we do a good job in trying to take care of our planet, the planet can heal itself. We can see that in observations from space. But we need to give our planet a chance to recover.
When it comes to planet Earth, I want people to be aware that we are on a planet. Your planet is your spaceship. It provides you with all the life support you need. And we have to choose to live like crew members on this ship so that we can all survive and thrive.